the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is getting very interesting. If you're just tuning in and just joining us, Trae Young and the potential trade of Trae getting up out of Atlanta looks like it's going to happen. We've got more information on that coming up. Stay tuned. That's on the way in about 10 minutes. Tomorrow, a very important press conference, which you'll hear live right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as our owner, Arthur Blank, will address all the things that are going on with our football team, Mike. And we have a lot of questions. I know our counterparts in the media here in town do as well. Hopefully we'll get all of those questions answered and we can start to move forward on not just these interviews, but, Mike, what's it look like? Who's on top of the leaderboard? You guys know, after yesterday when John Harbaugh became available, I'm all in. I want to try to make this happen any way possible. But maybe, Mike, there's another plan, and if you hire a president of football ops, maybe that individual, whether it's Matt Ryan or someone else, has a different plan as well.
That's the thing. A lot of folks out there, you know, fearing that, you know, now with all these job openings, Ravens are now part of the job openings, that somehow we're going to get skunked on the guys that the fans at least have earmarked as their number one guy while we figure out who's team president, probably Matt Ryan, who's the GM, yet to be determined, and then, of course, we figure out the coach. So a lot of this will be, you know, how much of the sense of urgency with Arthur? Because I think we all want it yesterday. But as you laid out to the listeners, you know, there's a whole sort of a protocol for when you can talk to these guys. And for many of the coaches that are still active, it was, well, that was the only real chance you had to talk to Clint Kubiak for a minute. All video conference. And then you don't get to talk for a while. So we'll see where it goes. I know this. I'm with you. I think Harbaugh's right there. I think I put Kubiak and Harbaugh. But the way it sounds, maybe we have to settle for Brian Flores or Kevin Stefanski. Now, Stefanski is interesting because when we mentioned him yesterday, a lot of folks went, bleh, when you brought the name up. But he's got a great rep around the league, and you see that. He's a two-time coach of the year. Now, do you put that on Stefanski, the circumstance, how bad things were in Cleveland, and not on him?
No. Look, you can only deal with certain circumstances as a coach as much as possible. I just feel like, you know, we keep talking about, are we going to find the quarterback and what's our quarterback situation? They never really did in Cleveland. Guys, think about what they did in the draft this last year. Think about it. They drafted Dylan Gabriel, turned right back around, drafted Shedeur Sanders, went out and got Joe Flacco, traded Joe Flacco, made Dylan Gabriel the starter, and then I said, oh, well, you know what? He's hurt. Let's make Shedeur our starter. This has been the issue in Cleveland. It's not Kevin Stefanski. That's right, Mike. Too much meddling and what's going on. I'm surprised that Andrew Berry still has his job, but he does, and he's going to help find the new coach there. But if you're asking me about Kevin Stefanski and coming in here and working with a young quarterback and the guy that we know is on the roster, Michael Penix, Mike, I like that idea. I think he's got a brilliant offensive mind, and I think sometimes we get caught up in the fact that their franchise hasn't won. Let me ask you guys this. When you look from afar about the Falcons, who do you put the blame on? That's the deal with Cleveland. Same kind of situation. They've had great play. Guys, they got the best edge rusher in the game in Myles Garrett. He just set the single season record. Like, it's not like they don't have players. So I'm not looking at Kevin Stefanski as a savior. All I'm saying is, Mike, he is a guy, when you say I want an offensive mind to come in here and work with a Michael Penix, these are the kind of guys you're going to be hearing about. And one, because he's available, but two, it makes sense. But if you're asking me about John Harbaugh, and I'll say this, the thing that players have told me about him is, one, Mike, he is a leader of men. Mm-hmm. We throw this conversation or this phrase around a lot, but it's true. He's also very detail-oriented. And, Mike, you don't last 18 years in a place and win as much as he did if you don't hire the right people. I'm not worried about him coming in here and doing what Rodgers did, which was bringing in the wrong guys, and then you find yourself behind the eight ball. There are a lot of reasons to believe that Harbaugh, who is a culture builder, would be perfect here. There are some places that don't need that. They just need a head coach, Mike, with fresh ideas and maybe to galvanize the troops and say, hey, you know what? We're going to go in a different direction and guys get behind it. We need culture. We haven't had that.
No, I mean, with all due respect to the fans of Raheem Morris, we always enjoyed our time with Raheem, but we asked him week after week after week on our interviews, why can't you fix special teams? Why isn't that being addressed? Those kind of details. The problems we had with the offense. Why was our third down rate conversion rate, one of the lowest in the league, and it never got it fixed. So here's a guy that brings accountability, but he is not an offensive or defensive coach. He's not a CEO.
No, he's not.
So you trust him to go get the right guys. Here's the question in the Q&A, though, that will, and this is a lot of Baltimore Ravens talk today on Dukes and Bell, is an Athletic report that says, well, he was standing by Monken, and Monken and Lamar, they didn't talk. And management basically said, Monken's got to go, and he said, no way. So while I respect the guy standing up for his coach, did you stand up for the right guy?
Well, it was working. I mean, I get the fact that they underachieved this year, but again, injuries hurt them. You know, everybody says they don't make excuses. The reality is we know injuries, you're not the same team when your major players are out. Lamar was missing time. They had multiple guys on defense missing time. But, Mike, I think when you stand up for your guys and you do that, it's not about loyalty. It's about integrity. I don't want to work for a dude like that. Now, does that mean Todd Monken maybe is not a jerk? No, it doesn't mean that. He can still be a jerk, but the idea is you know and respect the guys that you're working for. And let me tell you something. Around the league, there's not an assistant coach that's looking at that and going, if that's true, or they know, because they're getting word,
right.
Dude, I'd go work for Harbaugh in a heartbeat.
Right. I mean, look, there's risk involved. We were debating this on our pre-show. You can catch it on Twitch and YouTube in the morning with Day-Day and Oren. And we're talking about you don't want to get with like the next hot thing because we've been burned too many by the next hot thing. And, you know, Mike Smith was a nobody. Nobody in Atlanta knew who Mike Smith was. Nobody. You had to Google him. Hell, we had to Google him at the time. Was Google a thing back then? It's a while. But anyway, in 2008, when we got Smitty, and he's arguably the best coach we've ever had. But the logic behind Kubiak is you're hoping to get the next Sean McVay, a bright offensive mind, that regardless of how weird this gap year is going to be, he can make that work and he'll fix Penix Jr. if you're so inclined, which gets us back to another question. Are they demanding you make Penix Jr. work here? Or are you going to, you will be able to dictate your terms about how this, you think the quarterback room should look in Atlanta moving forward?
It is an interesting question. And by the way, as we talk about all of this, and we're going to talk to our buddy Steve Weiss, and we'll get his thoughts from NFL Network coming up here in less than 6 minutes. The other part about all of this, we in trouble, y'all. Have y'all looked at this home schedule for next year? We in trouble, y'all. I'm being serious.
Are you talking about trouble like I won't be able to move these on Ticketmaster?
No. This is like maybe the best home schedule we might have had in 20 years.
So I will recoup. I will recoup those season tickets.
Listen to our home opponents. We do not know the dates. That's not going to happen until after the draft in May. We know that. And it's a big deal. Schedule release. But I'm just telling you.
One of us is in deep trouble.
We're in trouble, y'all. Bears come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, playoff team, Caleb Williams. Lions, Jared Goff. Bengals with Joe Burrow. Purdy comes in with San Francisco, playoff team. They may win it all. Who knows? Kansas City and Mahomes are scheduled to come here again. The Ravens with Lamar, Mike, are coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, man, it's going
to
be electric. Electric. Especially if John Harbaugh is on the sideline.
And then we still got to deal with Baker. We still got to deal with that guy in Carolina who beat us and looks like a superstar.
You mean we gave
him 5'4"?
448 yards of offense. Please get off the Ulbrich thing, fans.
Mike, Caleb, Goff, Burrow, Purdy, Mahomes, Lamar.
Let me tell you something. Two words. Chuck Smith. Chuck will be coming with John Harbaugh. Big Chuck Smith, Joe, Day-Day. And then Big Chuck Smith will take the greatest. We got the greatest young talent of edge rushers in the league. And we will be leading the league in sacks. As you and I were just talking about, you mentioned off the air. We'll be leading the league in sacks for a decade. Big Chuck Smith, Joe. How about that?
Danger, girl.
We in trouble. We have to get this right.
I think the Chiefs and us will probably be the Munich game, too, by the way.
Okay.
If that's what we're hearing.
Look, either way, I hate that because we lose a home game, by the way. I do hate that because this schedule, I'd love to see all these quarterbacks in our backyard. But this is daunting. And I know things happen, and we don't know what that's going to look like. But based on what you know right now, that's arguably 6-7 of the best quarterbacks of the top 15 quarterbacks in the league right now with what you know. And again, Bears, playoff. San Francisco, playoff. Lamar, I mean, on the brink of the play. Like, you just look at their history. And whether, you know, Mike, we have this conversation about Purdy, and I'm more of a Kyle Shanahan guy because I just think he makes guys better. But give Purdy his due. Like if they run the table and they go into the Super Bowl again this year, that'll be his second. You know?
Right. I mean, look, we're going to have to get a coach in here. And again, we'll try to get to Arthur Blank and the media will be asking the questions about what exactly is the streamlined vision that he talked about in the open letter and how streamlined will it be compared to the way we've operated the last few years. I told Carl there was a CBS Sports article that said a team that hired a consulting firm found everything was wrong, not exactly the most appealing job. Okay, touche. But you're hoping that you're, you know, and I said to Carl, and I'll ask Arthur, maybe we'll get the answer, but, you know, why not just make Matt the guy, make Matt the GM and the president, and get good, surround him with good people that have been executives, and let him let the man cook.
That's my plan, Mike. That's what I want to do.
Arthur, are you going to meddle? Wait, I'm reversing. I'm not a meddler, Mike. You know that.
That's all I do. I own all these businesses. That's all I do.
So, look, we're going to find out. Mike,
have you been to the PGA Superstore? There's a sale going on right now.
I love it. And by the way, I love your – what's your golf league called? I love that golf league.
DLG, LGT, whatever it is, we win.
Bet I watch it every night.
Atlanta did win yesterday. That's right.
You bet we
TGL.
Did.
TGL.
You bet we did.
Your buddy Bunker knows.
Andy's like the mascot.
He's been to Orlando.
Arthur, tell me more about the women's soccer team.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Boo! You asked that question.
Tickets are going to be very cheap.
No, it's going to be very popular, and Arthur's behind it, and it's going to be great. I'm just saying, if you asked that question tomorrow, you'd look like an idiot.
I know. But look, we love him. We make fun. You know what he wants? You know what we want?
To win.
Can we find a way to do that? You got to find the right people.
Yeah. I mean, look, throw some more names at you. We talked about this earlier. Mike McCarthy. We'll ask Steve Weiss about some of these names, too.
Yes, we are.
Is McCarthy, to so many fans, just a retread?